"I don't know what you are talking about," said the Marionette, who was beginning to tremble with fear.
"Too bad. I'll explain myself better," said the Parrot. "While you were away in the city, the Fox and the Cat returned here in a great hurry. They took the 4 gold pieces which you have buried, and ran away as fast as the wind. If you can catch them, you're a brave one."
Pinocchio's mouth opened wide. He would not believe the Parrot's words and began to dig away furiously at the earth. He dug and he dug till the hole was as big as himself, but no money was there. Every penny was gone. In desperation, he ran to the city and went straight to the courthouse to report the robbery to the magistrate. The judge was a monkey, a large gorilla, venerable with age. A flowing white beard covered his chest, and he wore gold-rimmed spectacles from which the glasses had dropped out. The reason for wearing these, he said, was that his eyes had been weakened by the work of many years. Pinocchio, standing before him, told his pitiful tale word by word. He gave the names and the descriptions of the robbers, and begged for justice. The judge listened to him with great patience. A kind look shone in his eyes. He became very much interested in the story. He felt moved. He almost wept. When the Marionette had no more to say, the judge put out his hand and rang a bell.